Hume, delighted to say I'm joined in studio by Declan Kerr, the PRO for the Donegal Sports Awards. Declan, and well, it's edging closer and closer. I'm delighted you could join us here on Sunday Sport, but it's a reflection of 2018 of the awards. There's over, just looking at it, there's 43 different categories. There's 179 nominations. There's a lot of work there, Declan.
Massive amount of work, and obviously a lot of work in terms of the sports themselves, in terms of nominations. And as you can see, as you said yourself there, Porrick, 43 categories, 179 nominations. It's a reflection of all that's going on in sport in Donegal, and all that's good in sport in terms of success and achievements. So, yes, we're looking forward now to the 43rd Donegal Sports Star Awards, which will take place on Friday, the 25th of January, in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And, of course, tomorrow evening we're having our formal launch in the Mount Errigal Hotel as well, where we'll announce details of the awards. And we'll also remember and make presentations to the winners of 40 years ago from 1978. So they're coming back, a number of them are coming to us tomorrow night, and we'll make a small presentation to them to mark the 40th anniversary of their 1978 one. So that's going to be nice as well. And we're also going to have, we just announced it earlier today there, that Jim Sheridan will do the formal formal launch of the awards tomorrow evening. And of course, Jim was well known in Donegal soccer circles, especially over a long, long number of years. A Finn Harps legend. He captained Finn Harps to the 1974 FAI Cup success, and that's the only senior success at that level that Finn Harps have enjoyed over their 50 years or so. So it's great to have him there as well, Porrick. So we're looking forward. A lot of work has gone on by the committee over the last couple of months, and we're now coming towards the business end of the season.
Which is good from your point of view, because I know how much work you actually put into the awards. But looking forward, suppose there's a variety of different sports. As we said, there's 43 different categories. But first of all, there's a couple of sporting acknowledgements, and suppose we'll start with one which is close to ourselves here at Highland Radio, is Miles Gallagher. He's getting an acknowledgement as well.
Yes, Miles Gallagher worked here on Highland Radio for 28 years, just retired there a couple of months ago, just before sometime there just before Christmas. And Miles really gave a huge service to sports coverage on Highland Radio over those 28 years, Sunday in, Sunday out, all sports. He also, in terms of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, was also very good to the committee in terms of giving coverage to us as well over those 28 years. And the Sporting Acknowledgement Award is fitting for Miles Gallagher, and we're looking forward to having him there on the 25th of January. And when I spoke to him just over a week ago to inform him that he was going to get that award, he was deeply chuffed and just couldn't believe it. But listen, there's nobody more deserving of that award. And, you know, as I say, he's made a huge contribution to sports broadcasting over those 28 years, and very much. And actually, there's just one other person, I think it's only one other, or actually it was three people got that award, sporting acknowledgement, 3 years ago, and that was the three McHughes, because of their all-stars, Martin, Ryan and Mark. The three of them at that stage had all received all-stars over their career. So we brought the three of them together on that night and gave them a sporting acknowledgement award. So it just shows the where Miles Gallagher fits in the scale of things when he's in that company.
Well, 28 years, legacy on his own. Congratulations to Miles from us all, and well, no better man. And golf as well, another one, Ballyliffin Golf Club getting acknowledged for last year. And well, where do you start? What an occasion it was in Ballyliffin. The sun shone high in the sky, the place was looking absolutely fantastic, but the golf was even better as well.
Yeah, and I mean, the Ballyliffin Golf Club deserve huge credit for the amount of work, and amount of work was going into that over, I suppose, maybe 4 or 5 years. There was a huge build-up to it, and they delivered during that week in July. I suppose, listen, the weather was glorious, the golf was good, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it wouldn't have happened without the huge amount of work done by the club, as I say, over a number of years in the build-up. And they deserve this recognition. Mm. They brought Donegal right across the world in terms of global coverage on TV, and I'm sure for the county it's going to have huge benefits in the years to come. So fitting winners of the Golf Award, and also they will, as I say, just one of the two people, or the one of the group and the individual, along with Miles Gallagher, will be acknowledged and will receive their award on Friday, the 25th of January.
Now, getting into the different categories, we have a number of them. There's everything from international achievements to local GAA coaching achievements on a national scale from a local point of view. There's Team of the Year, there's Soccer Player of the Year. We could be here for another half hour. There's all different types of variations of sport. But looking at, I suppose we're going to go through a couple of them. We've got limited time, Declan. But when you look at the Coach of the Year, you have Declan Boyle for Finn Harps under 17. You have Declan Boner in the Donegal senior team, Francie Martin from Glenfinn, Maxi Curran in the Donegal senior ladies, Mervyn O'Donnell from Gidor in their historic year this year, Ollie Horgan and Finn Harps, who got back into the Premier, and Trevor Alcorn from Termin GA. So a number of very high profile candidates there.
Yes, each one of them is deserving of being nominated in the first place, and all of them have had huge achievements in 2018. And certainly, when we sit down now in the next week or so to finalise the decisions and all the categories, that's one there that's certainly going to create a lot of difficulties for the committee.
As we look on, international achievement, a lot of people would be thinking about these particular sports, maybe not know a lot about these people and maybe not know that they play at an international level. One is Avril McNamee from Balbuffet. You have Charlotte Kennedy from Ardra, Jason Quigley, a boxer from Golden Boy Promotions, John Quinn from Ballylennon, Kieran Murray from Remelton, and Sean Sharkey from Dunloe. So tell us a wee bit more about those.
Well, Avril McNamee has been one of Ireland's best handball, female handball players, for a number of years, and she had an international success out in the US during the summer there, so that's why Avril's in. She's from Balbuffet. Charlotte Kennedy is in there because of her successes in clay pigeon shooting, international success there. Of course, Jason Quigley needs no introduction to us here on Highland Radio or in terms of the Donegal Sports Star Awards. He was an overall winner in 2013, and of course he's continued his unbeaten run on the professional boxing circuit, and again he's there again because of that. John Quinn, he's a bowler who has had a lot of success over the years, and in 2018 he captained an Irish team that had an international open success in England. Kieran Murray has had a number of successes in transplant games over the last 6 or 7 years, and again he picked up a couple of medals at the European Championships there during the summertime. Sean Sharkey is another man. He's from Dunloe. He's has had a lot of success in pool over the years, and in 2018 he captained an Irish team that had international success. So that just shows you the scale of the people that are in there or nominated for the international achievement. Three or four of them are actually, or a couple of them are actually captains of Irish teams. So that just shows you there's some of them. They're coming from some of them are coming from minority sports, Park, but it just shows you the success at that level.
When you look at the context of that, just coming back, they don't get the applause that a lot of them, you could pick out maybe Avril McNamee and Jason Quigley that people might know about, but when you look at the scale that those other individuals in an international capacity, they've done extremely well.
Yeah, as I say, you know, you take Charlotte Kennedy and John Quinn, Kieran Murray, Sean Sharkey, probably not as well known as the other two, but again, it's when we delve into, when we're doing our reviews and we pick up what the successes of those people, it's just then it's brought to the attention of the public. And for example, 4 or 5 years ago, 2011, Jim Doherty won the overall award, a clay pigeon shooter, which was, people were shocked at the time, but when they seen the list of achievements that Jim had that year, there was no argument.
And looking at the team category, we look at the team, and it's represented by Gidor, senior footballers, Donegal Surf Lifesaving National Nippers team, Finn Harps senior team, the Finn Harps under 17 team, who had a massive season, Finn Valley Vikings powerlifting team, the Northwest Shotokan Karate Club senior female team, the Rosses AC ladies team, Team Donegal Oil Ireland, the Termin under 16 boys, Tyrconnell AC under 15 girls relay team, and Ulster Karate Federation, and a number of different teams that people wouldn't think about there.
You know, I suppose again the high profile teams there would be the likes of the of Gwydor and the Finn Harps senior team, maybe and the Finn Harps under 17 team. But all those others have achieved at a national or an international level over 2018, and they're very worthy nominees in that team category. It's a big list there, so a lot of work to go through there in terms of deciding a winner there.
Tell us on the process of deciding that winner as well. You look at the Shotokan Karate Club senior female team. Obviously, they've done a lot, very, very good in 2018. Declan, can you elaborate a little bit more on it?
Well, their success, they have had a couple of successes at international level, which would have brought them into the category or put them in the team category for nomination. I suppose, you have to weigh that up against the other sports, you know, in terms of, say, the Gwydor, who had the provincial success, and then you have Finn Harps, who were promoted to the Premier Division, the Finn Harps under-17s, who had two national successes. So you have to weigh those up then in terms of, you know, just in terms of who has the best achievement out of that then.
And I'm looking at GAA, we would know a lot more of the teams, but the individuals behind maybe the success of that particular club or team. One man behind the county enemy, Owen Ban Gallagher from Killybegs, Karen Guthrie from Glenfinn, Megan Ryan from Mulford, Nathan Boyle from Aroo, you've Odin McNeillis from Gwydor, Ryan McHugh from Kilcar, Tressa Doherty from Karen Donna, and Yvonne Boner from Glenfinn. Again, a lot of different variations and teams there and individuals.
Yes, I mean, I suppose you take the two, you have the two senior Donegal footballers, Owen Ban Gallagher and Ryan McHugh, who have both been honoured at different levels, at national and provincial level this year, and also Odin McNeillis as well from Gwydor. And you have young Megan Ryan from Mulford, who got the Ulster Young Player of the Year, Youth Player of the Year. And then you have the two senior ladies from the Donegal senior team, Tressa Doherty and Yvonne Boner, who both had fantastic years. So, you know, they're all worthy nominees, and listen, in terms of picking a winner there, it's going to be another tough job for
I'd rather you, Declan, and your panel who's going to decide that one, because a lot of very high profile sports people there from the GAA section. Moving forward then, and looking finally at the Brendan McDade Memorial Special Achievement, one man that has done untold things, Jason Black of course from Letterkenny, Martin Mooney from Manishone AC, and Sean Stewart from Creasla in the adventure racing. And we read about Sean quite a lot, and Jason, but Martin Mooney from Manishone AC. Tell us a wee bit more about Martin.
Martin, yeah, he's involved with the Inishowen AC. He's involved in massive endurance. Quadrathon would be with the four marathons. He's done a few of them and he's had success at that level. So that's why Martin's in there. I suppose the Brent McDade Memorial is a very special award. The last couple of years, we've had the likes of Marty Lynch, who won the race, won it, Sean McFadden, who also won the race a couple of years ago. So it's for endurance, it's for people that are doing something extraordinary in terms of way above even marathon level. There's some good names on there, and certainly it'll be interesting to see just who comes out on top there now.
So tell us more about the launch. Is tomorrow night?
Yes, the launch is tomorrow night in the Mount Errigal Hotel. It starts at 6 o'clock. We'll announce the special guest for the 2018 awards. We'll announce details on the tickets, which will go on sale on Tuesday morning from the hotel there. It'll be €30 for adults and €15 for primary school students. Jim Sheridan will do the formal launch then, and then we'll also honour those 1978 winners on the 40th anniversary. And just on that, Porrick, the first overall winner of the Donegal Sports Star Awards, that came in the third year, which was 78. So we'll have Liam Doherty there from Lifford AC. He's the first ever overall winner of the award. He was a hurdler. He had a national and international success with Lifford at that time. So it's great. It's going to be good to have him along. And also all the other winners from that year, you know, the likes of Finian Ward from the Neve Columba Club, now based in Dublin. He starred with Neve Columba on that year in 78, where they won the county senior championship, the county senior league, and they also won the All-Ireland Gaeltacht title. So that, and Finian also played for the county for 7 or 8 years, and highly regarded player. Some of the other names there from 78, just going through them just quickly. In boxing, we had Patrick Grant. In Camogie, we had Margaret Curran from Kildrum. Babington, Audrey McGrath from Rafoe. Audrey Macbeth from Rafoe. Clay pigeon shooting was John Campbell of Balbuffet. And then in handball, we had team winners there, Margaret McFadden and Noreen Kelly from Falkara. In hockey, it was David Craig of Rafoe. In hurling, it was the late Seamus Grimes from Ballyshannon. In motorsport, it was John Joe Boyce from Elton. In rugby, John Mannion. Soccer, Jim Sheridan. Table tennis, Linda Freel. Tennis, John Allen from Donaghmore. The Hall of Fame was the late Tom Farron from Cairndonagh. And as I say, the overall winner that year was Liam Doherty. So that's Donegal County Council, again, are our main sponsors, and we thank them again for their continued support, because the scale of our event, without their support, it wouldn't just be possible to run it. Schools are also a very important part of our awards. Neglect to say that we have 9 categories there, and they've always been an integral part of the awards. So again, we're looking forward to having those.
Looking at the schools, tell us a wee bit more about them as well, Dick.
Well, you have 9 categories. You have the primary school, where you have the best primary boy, the best primary girl, and the best school sports teacher. And then we also there in the best school as well, the best primary school. And that's divided up into 2 categories, a small school category and a large school category. And then you have the secondary schools, where you have the senior, the boy, the best boy and the best girl and the best school and the best teacher.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of bragging rights going to be given out here as well. So the launch is tomorrow night in the Mount Errigal Hotel. The actual the awards night is the Friday the 25th.
Friday the 25th of January in the Mount Errigal Hotel. And as I say, tickets will be on sale from Tuesday morning from the sole outlet, which is the Mount Errigal Hotel.